Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hey, Rebels. This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm your host, Hazel, and today we're talking to Keely Cat Wells. Keely narrated the story of Grammy-winning pop star Billie Eilish. If you haven't heard that episode yet, please check it out. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, my name is Keely Cat Wells, and I am an entrepreneur and disability rights advocate. I am the CEO and founder of Making Space, and I previously founded Sea Talent.
Ooh, so cool. Okay, so what inspired you to be an entrepreneur?
I never thought I would be an entrepreneur or start my own company. That was never the plan. I actually wanted to be a dancer, and I ended up going to a very prestigious dance college in London. But I ended up starting to feel unwell while I was training. So I went to the doctors, and then I got told that no one could really figure out what was wrong with me. So that was the start of a very, very long journey going into hospital, and then really spending about 4 years in hospital and going through a lot of medical trauma. While I was in hospital, I wanted to take my mind off of myself and my situation. So I ended up starting to help some of my friends who were still in dance college get jobs. And soon enough, I realized that that was what a talent agent did.
Wow, that's a lot to process. And then what happened?
When I was well enough, I took a trip to Los Angeles. It was always my dream to go to LA. I originally went just for a holiday, and I loved it so much, I ended up staying there. I got a job within the entertainment industry, and then after saying that I needed certain accommodations because of my medical condition, I then got told that I could no longer have that job. So that was really the light bulb moment and the catalyst to starting Sea Talent, because I wanted to create a company which ensured that talent who had medical conditions like me, who were disabled or chronically ill, that they had people who were representing them and could fight for them and could ensure that they didn't have to go through what I did. So I created Sea Talent, and it was a talent agency that represents disabled talent. We place talent in thousands of amazing projects, everything from HBO's The Last of Us to projects on Netflix with major companies like Nike. And that company was then bought by a larger company. And then recently, I founded my next company, which is Making Space.
Oh my goodness, that's incredible. And can you tell us more about Making Space?
So Making Space is really kind of got two angles to it. Making Space, at the heart of it, is actually a tech company. So we help companies create more inclusive talent pipelines, and we are changing the way that disabled people break into both entertainment and other industries. So we really want to create new and improved and more accessible pathways to long-term meaningful employment. And then Making Space also has a division called Making Space Media. Making Space Media is a media company that really centers the disabled voice. It creates film, TV, educational, and promotional content that centers disabled people and the disabled narrative and tells the untold stories of disabled people. And very exciting news, we recently did a big partnership with Reese Witherspoon's company, Hello Sunshine, and have a first look deal with them, which means they are helpful in all of the content that we want to create. They will basically help us make it happen and allow us to bring it to the biggest audiences possible.
I love that so much. And I mean, clearly it's so important. Can you explain why it's so important to center disabled people in the disabled narrative?
Representation is so incredibly important. I believe that the media, that film, TV, the stories that we see and that we hear, the marketing that we have access to, even social media, it really changes the way that we think and treat other people. So if we don't see ourselves, if we don't see our friends or other people on our screens and represented authentically, then unfortunately we're going to treat them differently. So for instance, we often see disabled people really in film and TV as either villains, victims, or inspirations. And those three stereotypes are very damaging. They really reinforce a lot of incorrect and negative feelings towards disabled people. So for instance, imagine that you're watching your favorite TV show and there's a character and maybe they have a limb difference, but they're the villain and you've only ever seen them as a villain before. So then in the real world, when you see maybe a new friend in a playground and they have a limb difference, you may think that they're scary, but they're not. They're just like anyone else. And they just move around the world in different ways and may need accessibility. So I think it is so important to have different kinds of representation so we can also have a different view of the world.
I love that.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Okay, so you brought us the story of Billie Eilish. What does her story mean to you?
I love Billie Eilish's story. knowing that Billie Eilish was a dancer and also has disabilities like Tourette syndrome, and I think chronic illnesses too, and her being open and speaking about that and using her platform for change and to really show just a different type of representation that we really haven't seen before, I think is incredible. For me, as a young person with a chronic illness, seeing Billie Eilish on the biggest stages around the world and in mainstream media is truly incredible. I think that Billie Eilish represents a lot of young people out there who may not have felt seen or represented before. And I think she provides a lot of hope to a lot of young people out there.
I do too. Okay, if you could have dinner with anyone in the world, alive or dead, who would it be and why? And what would you eat?
I would have dinner with my grandpa. He is the most incredible human being. He did unfortunately pass away last year, but he is my inspiration. He was the kindest, most loving, and most intelligent person that I have ever met. We would joke and laugh and talk about just the world, but also just come up with the most incredible solutions. We would even create reality TV ideas together and joke about trying to pitch them to channels. And we would definitely eat something with chocolate in it, maybe just chocolate on its own.
Yes. Oh, he sounds incredible, just like you. If you could go back in time to when you were younger and give yourself a piece of advice, what would it be?
I think I would tell my younger self that change is okay and not everything is going to go to plan. I have always been a very determined person and I had this huge dream since I was very, very young. And I could only ever think of that one thing and I didn't want to do anything outside of it. But then life had other plans and I had to change. I had to have different dreams and I couldn't do what I originally wanted to do, but that was okay. Because I think what I am doing now is so rewarding. It is so enjoyable and I wouldn't want to do anything else. So it would be that change is okay.
That's awesome. I need to listen to that advice for sure. And finally, Keely, what would you say makes you a rebel girl?
I think that doing things that society say someone as young as me or a woman like me or someone who is disabled or chronically ill shouldn't or couldn't be doing, like running a company. So I think constantly going against the grain is what makes me a rebel girl.
And thank you for listening. Keep sharing your stories, Rebels.
Thank you so much. It was amazing speaking with you.
And thank you for listening. Keep sharing your stories, Rebels. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was produced and directed by Joy Smith, with sound design and mixing by John Marshall Media. Script editing by Abby Scher. Joy Smith and Jess Wolf were our executive producers. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Barjocki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel!
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay rebel.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do. That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers? From Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison. Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.